Good morning. Good morning. This is Minister Cynthia Cox right here in the Bronx, New York. We are so glad you joined this morning. God will carry you through Monday. Let us pray. Father, you to go through your spirit, empower us to love and honor and follow Lord Jesus Christ. Look to Jesus. Can we give up the courage to face the challenge of our life? Keep ourselves focus on you, Lord. We appreciate, we love, we adore you this morning. Christ, we bring eternal life to you. God will carry you through Monday. Mercy, Father, we love, we adore you, we appreciate you. We honor the two amazing women, Dr. T.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Rutherford, for this master's course. Their vision was so beautiful. I pray for the speaker about the download word in the telecommunications sanctuary. We thank each and every prayer warrior and guest that joined us this morning on the Master's Call. We thank you for, we pray for the sick and the shut in. We thank you for the doc, the Diaz family for bringing our life to America. God is good. It's good to be good. It's good to do good. God is good all the time. God, go out and have an awesome day. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Cynthia, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take it away, darling.
Well, thank you, Minister Cynthia, for seating and greeting the people and opening us up in prayer. I say good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the fabulous city of Norcross, Georgia. And I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary, and we wish you all the warmest of kingdoms greetings. This call is all about the Master, and as a family, we gather early in the morning faithfully to give God the praise, glory, honor, and reverence that is due him as we begin our day. The Master's Call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by two amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, affectionately known as Dr. Dimples, and our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. When God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And because we know our God is a God of order, we know that this call was founded on Scripture. And that Scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we begin the call with prayer, we end the call with prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. For those of you with a cell phone network that charges for the regular dial-in number, we have a bridge number. And that number is 716-293-9707. This call is brought to you live each week, Monday through Friday. And each day, you can hear the recording of the current message by dialing 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677-POUND. All messages have been archived and recorded from the inception of the call and can be played back by visiting our interactive website. That's www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. There you can see our prayer objectives, our speakers' bios, and any other pertinent information to the call. If you are feeling led to join the team and to greet like Minister Cynthia did or to host as I am doing now, if you feel like the Lord has stored a word in your belly for such a time as this, or if you have a praise report or a prayer request, please email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And either Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the New Morning Motivational Call, which is hosted by a group of dynamic leaders throughout artists' life that keep us informed, energized, and moving to enhance the lives of others. That number is 712-770 4005, and the access code is 294617 pound. Get ready, get ready, get ready for the Artist Life Regional Conference, July 6th through the 8th at the Hobby Airport Marriott. The speaker for Sunday will be none other than Minister Bird, and she will definitely be giving us an anointed word on July 8th. So if you're all ready, check your back offices for more information. So now I'm going to get out of the way so that God's mouthpiece with the message for this morning can come forward and bless our socks off. Today's messenger is none other than one of our very own co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts. Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, excuse me. She is an amazing woman of God. She is a mentor. She is a friend. She is a mother of two amazing children. She has grandchildren. She just continues to serve God in each and every post that he placed her in. So I am going to get out of the way so that this amazing woman of God can come forward and bless our socks off. I present to some and introduce to others none other than our very own co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts. Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Ty. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, woman of God. Take it away.
Certainly love and appreciate you this morning. And thank you, thank you, thank you for your faithfulness and the fact that you always do it just right. I love you. I thank you. I thank God for Minister Cynthia Cox this morning, who gave us that tag, God will carry you through. And I'm here to tell you that he has been carrying me through this week here in Mississippi. I am convinced without a shadow of a doubt that I am allergic to whatever it is down here in this air, and I've got to get on back out of here, which we will be doing here later today. I thank God, and I do honor and love my co-founder, Dr. V, my sister, who has been connected with me from the heart initially, from the hip, for her commitment over these. We are approaching 8 years of this thing. I'm thinking that there are some people who marry and can't stay together that long. And here we are approaching. In October will be 8 years, new beginning. And so I am so excited as we are closing out to the seventh year, because I know that when you start finishing up things, as we are finishing up here packing and doing what we are doing here on Joy Drive, as we are finishing up different assignments, higher, as we are birthing purposes and birthing spiritual babies, as we are finishing up this year seven, God knows I am excited about all that he is doing. I also want to give a shout out to my own, I have taken her mother, Josie, and made her mine, and I know that some of you all think that she's you all's, but she really is mine. And I thank God for bringing into our lives, and I'm going to share her a little bit, Mother Anna Oliver, through this telecommunication sanctuary this year of 102 years old, who helped us to know that if we live right, hey, glory, that's what she tells us all the time, do it right. Do it right, do it right, and God can bless it right. And so I give honor to her this morning. As many of you know, we have been studying on prayer and fasting. If you've ever been in a situation where you turn to the right and it looks like it's wrong, and you turn to the left and you can't get through there, you try to go forward and good God, it's a block there, and you try to back up, you can't take a step back, you just feel stuck. Feel like you can't do anything right. Feel like everything around you is not falling into place. Well, I want you to know that in those times, let me stop right there and put a plug, because I just felt somebody in my spirit said, I ain't never felt like that. I don't know what you're talking about. Well, I just tell you, like my mama used to tell me, keep on living, honey, and you will feel like that. But when you do feel like that, come on here, somebody. When you do feel, I heard a minister ever, Pastor Everett Thomas said, come on here, somebody. When you do feel like that, know that prayer excuse me, prayer and fasting is the thing that you must do. But I don't want us to wait until we get there to do that, because we have been directed to do it in the Word of God. My dear, loving, supportive, and godly man that God saw fit to make my husband, you all, do you know June 7 will be 1 year that this wonderful man and I have been married? And he has come along, and normally we are doing this together, normally, and we have been working together to bring this ministry forward together, and I thank God for him. But this morning he's packing the truck and getting us ready so that when I finish here, we can get about doing God's business and going back toward North Carolina, asking that you all pray for us as we journey today. This has been one of the toughest trips I've had in a long time. I have not ever got on here, I think, and complained about anything about a trip, but good God of mercy. Lord have mercy. Yes, that's all I can say. This morning, I'm going right on into the Word, Isaiah 58:6-8, verses 6-8. If I didn't say I love all of you, let me say I love all of you. Thank all of you from all over these United States for calling in and supporting us down through the years. You all have done this. You've made this thing work. And it shows me that God has his people placed strategically, his prayer warriors. He needs some good prayer warriors on the front line all over the world. If ever we needed to pray and fast, the time is now. The Word says, is this not the fast that I've chosen? To loose the bonds of wickedness. Don't we need the bonds of wickedness loosed? To undo the heavy burdens. I don't know how many of you feel that your shoulders are tired from carrying such heavy loads. To let the oppressed go free. God knows our young black men have been oppressed. And now it is spilling over into so many other areas of life. It is crazy to even watch it on this TV. And that you break every yoke. God, every yoke. This is the Word. I ain't making this up. It's over in Isaiah. You need to go read it. And then your light shall break forth like the morning. Your healing shall spring forth speedily. And your righteousness shall go before you. If prayer and fasting will bring that into your life, how many of you would even think about not fasting and praying? Well, in business, I have been taught down through the years that if you get the why right, you can go forth and do what is needed when the tough times come. So last week, my husband was talking to you on the why of fasting. Why should we fast? Well, I'm here to tell you that that scripture alone, talking about your light coming forth in darkness. This morning when I looked out of the window and I saw how beautiful it was with the sun coming up, I said, look how wonderful God's handiwork really is. When you talk about healing, I've never seen so many sick people. If you really, really want to do some prayer, just go to a hospital. Any of them. I have not been to one that's been empty here. I've not been to one where I've been looked around and said, oops, where are the people? People everywhere. Sick, sick, sick in their bodies physically, sick in their minds mentally, going to the psych ward, sick, sick, healing shall spring forth speedily. Righteousness shall go before you. As I said, Mother Oliver said, do it right. And my theme has been, if you do it right and when you do it right, God will bless it right. Let us get a do right spirit in us. We, as the prayer warriors, we who are on the front line should be the ones who are saying, we've got to do this thing right. It doesn't matter that it doesn't feel right. If the Word of God says that this is the right thing to do, we need to do it right. Somebody ought to say amen. I ought to feel a shout out somewhere in the atmosphere saying, go on and say it, sister. Well, let us look at some of the benefits of fasting. You all excuse my voice this morning. Lord knows I've been struggling here with this here thing. Let me take a little swig of this, what I have. I got some multi-plus, Minister Tiffany, and some Laviv in my cup this morning, getting this thing right. Some of the incredible spiritual benefits of fasting are, number one, and this thing here we all should want, fasting can bring you closer to God. Fasting facilitates a deeper sense of intimacy with God. How many of you want to be closer to your Redeemer? How many of you want God to guide you through inevitable difficulties that we all will encounter in life? We are never going to stop feeling pulled in a million directions. As the older you get, the more you feel the pull on you, because you have more people who knows you and know what you can do. And that's when we need to know that we can bring our burdens to the Lord and leave them there and understand that He is with us and we are not in this thing alone. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Through this tedious journey, Lord, walk with me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We can't make it by ourselves. We need the Lord to walk with us. We need Him. We need Him. We need Him to help us to mirror Him with everything and in everything that we are doing. God, I thank You and I praise You for this walk today that we have together, and that He is my true bread of life. How many of you are eating and nibbling on Him this morning through the Word? Glory to God. Number two, fasting can make you more sensitive to God's voice. Do you hear what I'm saying? When we walk with the Lord and when we fast, somebody asked me the question, how do I know God's voice? The Bible says, my voice you hear and none other will you follow. Once you are fasting, it's something about the voice of God that becomes very clear, excuse me, very clear to you so that you can hear and know God's voice and you won't follow any other voice. There's a check in your spirit. The Holy Spirit who is in and you and with you will nudge you. He's so humble. Jesus sent Him back to be our friend and to be with us. So with Father, Son, and Holy Ghost working with us, we are going to be sensitive to God's voice. How many of you want to hear from the Lord? How many of you are asking the question, how can I hear and know? Go, come and walk with us through this fast. Fasting helps break addictions, and I know that we went through this, and I'm just trying my best to run on through it, but I needed to go back because the Lord said to me, He said, make and help the people understand why it is important to turn that plate down. Help them to understand that eating from Me is more important. John 6:27 says, Jesus instructed the crowds, do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. And John 6:33-35 says, He went on to explain, for the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. The bread that God gives brings life not just to your physical body, but to the world. Why? Because I am the bread of life, and whoever comes to me will never go hunger, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Yes, that's John. How many of you never want to be hungry and thirsty again in your life? Well, I want you to know that when you fast after the Lord, that's exactly what you're going to get. There was a time when I used to say, man, you can place a whole chicken in front of me and I can sit right there and eat that whole bird. And used to laugh at the fact that folks would say that bird, that chicken must die so that the preacher must live. And the other joke was that once that rooster crowed, and Peter had to had to recognize that he had put his foot in his mouth again, he says, "Oh no. You're going to always see the preacher." But I'm here to tell you that comes a time when PK has to say that chicken thigh, that chicken leg must die away from me. I'm not addicted to it. I can turn my back on it, walk away, and seek the bread of life from the word of God so that I can hear the word of God so he can give me clarity on what I am supposed to be doing in this season for my life. How many of you want some clarity in your life? You're asking the question, what am I to do next? What is coming next, God? What is it that you want me to do? Well, quieten yourself before the Lord as we are preparing. The month of June is a month of preparation for us as we are preparing for our quarterly fast. Our quarterly fast happens to fall in my birth month, July. You all know I like to party all month long, but God said this time, 10 days of that July, which is going to be the last 10 days of July, we are going to fast, hallelujah, and seek the Lord on what I'm supposed to do. I've reached 65. Now, God, what? Now what? Now what? I have a wonderful, wonderful husband. Now what? I'm making a move to North Carolina and being back and forth in Mississippi. Now what? And where am I going and what am I doing? How many of you there? Fasting shows us our weaknesses and allows us to rely on God's strength. Yes, it does. Once we recognize that when we are weak, God is strong, and we can stretch out on him, knowing that fasting forces us to rely on God in a renewed way, and it is time for me to bring it to close. I want you to get your why for why you're going to do this fast. My most important why is to hear the voice of God in this season so that I can write down and journal what it is that God is wanting me to do for real. Fasting is a way of worshiping God as well, you all. I want you to know fasting is a way of asking God to move powerfully in our lives in this world. Fasting is something that we absolutely must do because the Bible did not say if you fast, but when you fast. When you fast, do not turn your face. That was a scripture that my husband read last week. He says, when you fast, this is coming from Matthew 6, 16 and 18. Not if you fast, but when you fast, do not look sober as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others that they are fasting. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when, come on somebody, say when you fast, put all on your head and wash your face so that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your God who is unseen and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. I have what I call, I had some oil, and I've been praying over it down through the months, had it stretched out here. Now, went on and made my joy oil, joy anointing oil, and got it ready so that those who are going to be fasting will have their oil. Hey, glory to God, so that they can anoint their heads and go out in the day and without anybody knowing. And you ain't going out telling folk. Huh? You are going out doing this with you and God and just the group of us who will be praying and holding each other accountable. I feel the Holy Ghost coming on right now. I feel good down to my sanctified toes in spite of when you start doing it God's way. Glory to God. Life makes a little more sense to you. I'm going to have to close this out. I want you to come back next week because I really do want to go on and talk to you about other reasons to fast. I want to get the why down in you. Because if I get the why down in you, when we get started, it doesn't matter what comes, you're going to know why you're doing it, and you're going to go through it. How about that? Minister Kai, come on and take this call and close it out.
Thank you, Mama PK, for continuing that amazing series on fasting. I'll be calling you back for the benediction, but first let us go to God in prayer for our prayer course. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for the amazing woman of God, your mouthpiece with the message this morning, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton. Lord, you never know every need, spoken and unspoken, so we ask right now that you just continue to heal her body. Father, we rebuke whatever is in the air in Mississippi that is causing her so much trouble. We know that it is a name and it must bow down to the name of Jesus. Father, we ask right now that you continue to be with Kendra Carter's family, Lord, in their time of bereavement. Father, you know when it's all said and done and it's quiet, Lord, those are the times when they need to feel your presence the most. And as their family returns home, just continue to be their ever-present help in this time of need. Continue to keep them in your perfect peace, oh Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you that you continue to just touch Dr. Vanessa and Mother Josie, Lord. Father, you know every need spoken and unspoken, and we know that you can do the exceeding and abundant more than we hope or ask according to the power that worketh in them. We ask continued prayer for Sharon Stowers, oh Lord, as she continues to walk through her lung issues and pneumonia. Lord, we bind it up in the name of Jesus because you and you alone, God, are in control. So, Father, we want to continue to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor that is due you. In Jesus' name we pray, and we call it done and say amen, amen, and amen. Again, if you want to listen to today's message again, you can do so by dialing 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677-POUND. Again, immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, and we know that it is Inspirational Mondays, and our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon will be bringing the message, and that number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-POUND. Again, 712-770-4005. The access code is 294-617-POUND. Get ready, get ready, get ready for the Artist Life Regional Conference, July 6th through the 8th at the Hobby Airport Marriott in Houston, Texas. Check your back offices for more information. So we are so excited that you all have joined us, and we know that the minister for Sunday, July 8th, will be none other than Minister Edith Byrd, and we are so looking forward to an anointed word coming forth from her. We are so glad that you continue to join us each and every morning here on the Master's Call, and we look forward to hearing you again in the morning. Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, can you come back and give us our benediction?
Thank you, dear. I certainly love you. And again, I just want to reiterate the fact that you need to get on the MMC call, if at all possible, following this call so that you will understand that we can live healthy lives. Were it not for Artists International, I know that I would not be here and not doing as well. So take the time right now to write the number down. Put it on your refrigerator so that you can call every morning. You can call this number, and right after that, call this one, 712-770-4005. The pound is 294617 pound. This morning, my sister, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, is going to be in charge and doing and speaking this morning, okay? Now, may the grace of God go with us, prepare our minds and our hearts as we are going forth to endeavor to do your perfect will. We thank you and we praise you, God, that you are God who gave Jesus, you gave your life so that we can live a super fantastic life more abundantly. This is our prayer as we leave this place, that we live a life that will magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray, and every heart say amen, amen. Go out and have a super fantastic day, my dear. Bye-bye.